Let's dive into some fascinating systems-level projects that caught attention today, Marcus. The PIFS project is particularly intriguing. It scored 783 points with 183 comments, making it one of the most discussed technical projects today.
For listeners unfamiliar with PIFS, it's essentially a novelty file system that stores data by computing the position of that data within the digits of pi. It's completely impractical for real use, but it raises interesting theoretical questions about data storage and compression. The Hacker News community clearly appreciates both the technical cleverness and the philosophical implications.
What makes PIFS fascinating from a computer science perspective is how it challenges assumptions about data persistence. Traditional storage systems write data to physical media, but PIFS demonstrates that data can theoretically be stored in mathematical constants. Your file exists at position X in Pi's decimal expansion. You just need to compute far enough to retrieve it.
From a business perspective, this kind of research, while impractical, often leads to insights that have real commercial applications. Compression algorithms, cryptographic systems, and data deduplication technologies all build on theoretical work that initially seemed purely academic. Companies like Google and Microsoft fund this kind of mathematical research because it occasionally produces breakthrough technologies.
The practical limitations are obvious. Computing Pi to retrieve your data would take exponentially longer than traditional storage. But the theoretical implications for information theory are significant. It suggests that the boundary between computation and storage is more fluid than we typically assume.
Moving to more practical systems work, there's an interesting project on reverse engineering a Creative Cortana soundbar to control it from Linux. While it only scored 82 points with 6 comments, this type of hardware reverse engineering represents important work for the open source ecosystem.
This kind of reverse engineering is crucial for hardware compatibility in Linux environments, Marcus. Consumer audio equipment rarely ships with Linux drivers, so the community has to figure out control protocols through packet analysis and protocol reverse engineering. It's painstaking work that enables broader hardware compatibility.
From a broader industry perspective, this highlights ongoing tensions around hardware openness and vendor lock-in. Companies design proprietary control protocols partly for competitive differentiation, but also to maintain control over the user experience. Community reverse engineering efforts help level the playing field for alternative operating systems.
The technical approach in this case involved capturing and analyzing USB communications to understand the soundbar's control protocol. Once the communication format is understood, it becomes possible to write Linux drivers or control software that can manage all the device's features.
There's also some interesting work happening in performance optimization. A post about Linux latency measurements and compositor tuning scored 51 points with 6 comments. This kind of low-level optimization work is crucial for applications like audio production, gaming, and real-time systems.
Compositor latency is particularly important as Linux gains adoption in creative and gaming applications. The compositor sits between applications and the display hardware, so any latency it introduces directly impacts user experience. Measuring and optimizing this latency is essential for competitive performance with other operating systems.
These kinds of optimization efforts often have broader benefits beyond their immediate use cases. Techniques for reducing compositor latency can improve responsiveness for general desktop use, making Linux more attractive for mainstream adoption. It's technical work that has business implications for the broader ecosystem.
Speaking of practical applications with broader implications, let's talk about the Curiosity rover story. JPL has kept this 13-year-old rover operational on Mars, which represents an incredible achievement in systems reliability and remote maintenance.
The longevity of the Curiosity mission demonstrates principles that have direct application to terrestrial systems management. When you can't physically access a system for repairs, you need incredibly robust remote diagnostics, autonomous fault recovery, and careful resource management. These same principles apply to managing distributed systems, IoT deployments, and edge computing infrastructure.
The technical challenges are immense, Marcus. The rover is operating with hardware from 2012 technology in an environment that's incredibly hostile to electronics. Radiation, temperature extremes, and dust storms all contribute to system degradation over time. Yet JPL has managed to adapt the software, work around hardware failures, and continue scientific operations.
From a business perspective, this demonstrates the value of over-engineering systems that need long-term reliability. While most commercial systems don't need to operate for 13 years without maintenance, the principles of redundancy, graceful degradation, and adaptive software management apply to any mission-critical system.
The article mentions specific techniques like adjusting rover operations to work around failing sensors, optimizing power management for aging batteries, and updating scientific procedures based on current hardware capabilities. These adaptive management techniques are directly applicable to managing aging infrastructure in enterprise environments.
This kind of long-term systems management also demonstrates the importance of thorough documentation and knowledge transfer. The original engineers who designed Curiosity systems have likely moved on to other projects, but the knowledge needed to maintain and adapt the system has been preserved and transferred to current teams.
Now, before we wrap up today's technical discussions, let's touch on PGDog, a PostgreSQL management tool that just announced funding. With 478 points and 228 comments, it's clearly addressing a real need in the database management space.
Database management tooling is one of those unsexy but crucial areas where good products can build sustainable businesses. PGDog appears to focus on PostgreSQL performance monitoring and optimization, which is essential as organizations scale their database workloads but often lack specialized database administration expertise.
The funding announcement suggests there's significant market demand for better PostgreSQL tooling. While PostgreSQL itself is open source and free, enterprises are willing to pay substantial amounts for tools that help them manage, monitor, and optimize their database infrastructure effectively.
This connects to broader trends in the enterprise software market, where companies are willing to pay for management and operational tools around open source technologies. The database layer is so critical to application performance that investing in specialized tooling often provides clear ROI through improved reliability and performance.